Absolutely magnificent. Dhoni finishes off in style. A magnificent strike into the crowd. India lift the World Cup. After 28 years, the parties start in the dressing room.
Look at the scenes here. Great joy for the one, Katie. Great joy, you would say, all over India. They've been...
Earlier this year, India lifted the most coveted trophy in world cricket, beating Sri Lanka in the finals. It was the first time a host nation had achieved this feat, and the home crowd went berserk with a win.
MS Dhoni will collect the World Cup trophy. The party begins in Mumbai.
India's leading sports journalist, Vijay Lokpally, says the Indian team left their best for last.
India has had probably reserved its best for the final, where... Dhoni and Yuvraj, they came good, and especially Dhoni, the way he finished it with the six. I think that was a brilliant statement to make on India's superiority in the entire World Cup.
India had been knocked out of the 2007 World Cup after failing to get past even the first round. Vijay says the early exit came as a shock to the fans of the team that were touted as favourites to challenge Australia in the World Cup.
Well, the cricket fans were obviously devastated. They would never have imagined that India would go out in the first round. But it happened to Pakistan also. They also went out in the first round. And it was, I think, just one bad game. It was a very, very funny draw where India lost to Bangladesh. I mean... 9 times out of 10, India will beat Bangladesh on any ground in the world.
But there was another factor at play that seemed to have had a greater impact. The coach, Greg Chappell. BCCI's finance officer and Rajasthan Cricket's director, Sanjay Dixit, says the coach caused more unrest than unity in the team.
I had a sense of deja vu as far as that particular team was concerned. It just didn't seem to work like a team. And I think the major reason was the coach. Because he was causing more disaffection in the team than united the team. Ultimately, the job of the coach is to keep the team together because they are all international players. They know their job. And the job of the coach is to get them working together as a team. And if you fail on that count, then the team disintegrates.
In spite of a decent run of form leading up to the World Cup, Chappell had ticked off a fair few cricketers and millions of Indian fans with his stern decisions and radical changes. Former Indian pace spearhead Chavagal Srinath, who's represented India in 3 World Cups, says the failure to adapt to this change is what led to India's problems.
I think Greg Chappell's coaching ways didn't go well with some of few of the boys. Rahul was at the helm of affairs. Somewhere down the line, I think the team could not cope up the change that it went through then.
But Srinath also takes a positive outlook.
1.5 years of a little bit of turmoil in Indian cricket, I would say that was basically something which really egged everyone to stand up and deliver.
The view is shared by Harish Joshi, coach of the domestic champions Rajasthan. He even says the loss helped Indian cricket and provided a much-needed wake-up call for the National Cricket Board.
The sad demise of India in 2007 World Cup really helped Indian cricket in a way that we the cricket administrators thought about improving the cricket standards and skills throughout the country.
But what has the Board of Control for Cricket in India done to turn things around post the 2007 fiasco? He says they put in a lot to better the infrastructure to improve the game at the domestic level.
There's a lot of money in Indian cricket. And BCCI has got enough funds to really try and create better infrastructure, good cricketing facilities in India.
The board also revamped the domestic competitions format, copying the English county system to improve the quality of cricket. The two-tier system has its supporters and seems to have improved the level of domestic cricket. Akash Chopra has played test cricket for India and was a crucial member of Rajasthan's domestic championship winning team. He's also been called as a pundit to analyse matches on various sports shows and channels, including BBC's Radio 5 Live.
Before the change happened, when the entire system was split into 2 groups, elite and plate, I think it was not as competitive as it should have been because at one level we are blessed to have so many teams, which obviously means we have so many cricketers to choose from. Our pool of players is obviously a lot bigger than any other country in the world. But at the same time,